بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dearest children, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today is Tuesday, 21st July, and the corresponding Islamic date is 1st of Dhul Hijjah, 1441. After the Maghrib Salah today, the month of Dhul Hijjah began, so I thought it's a good opportunity for me to explain a few things regarding Dhul Hijjah. Dhul Hijjah is known as one of the sacred months. The sacred months are four, and during these four sacred months, whatever good deeds a person does, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards him greatly. The first 10 days of this month, which is Dhul Hijjah, they hold great significance. Now let us first of all understand the month of Dhul Hijjah, that the first part of Dhul Hijjah, this is the part where people go for Hajj and they perform their Hajj. Also, these are the days in which Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was commanded to slaughter his son. So these days already hold great significance. Now Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has described how much reward a person can gain by doing a few good things during these days. The first thing is that we can fast. By fasting, a person will get great reward. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that during these 9 days, if a person keeps a fast, for each fast he keeps, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him the reward of fasting an entire year. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself would not miss the fast of these 9 days. He would fast all of these 9 days. The second thing is that we should worship at night. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explaining the reward of worshipping in the night of these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, he says that each night of worship is equal to the night of worship of Laylatul Qadr. Now Laylatul Qadr comes during the month of Ramadan, and the reward of worshipping in Laylatul Qadr is equal to 1,000 months. So it is not a small matter, there is a lot of reward to be gained. The third thing a person can do, we find from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that during these days, read Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, and La ilaha illallah in abundance. I will repeat that. Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, and La ilaha illallah. These four tasbih a person should read in abundance. Inshallah, this will bring a lot of reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Other than this, we should try to do as many good actions as we can, because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that the worship of these 10 days is more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the worship of any other days in the year. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives more reward for this worship than any other time of the year. So let us make the best use of these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah which are ahead of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq and ability to practice upon today's lesson. Inshallah, until our next lesson, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.